Beautiful. Oh.
Nice looking dish. Shot just missed, but she gets her own rebound, puts it in. Caitlin Frank. She's got 9 in the first half. It's 44-23. Red Hawks lead the Thunderbirds. Under a half minute to go, first half.
Coach is yelling for the last shot.
Looking for the last shot here. They hold a 21-point lead. Under 10 seconds to go. Three-point look. Long three.
Oh.
Rattles in for Holly Morehart.
Wow.
That's her third triple of the half, and I think that gets her up to about 15 points in the half.
She clapped her hands. They sent it over. That's my least favorite thing when someone claps their hands waiting for the ball.
And she was a good couple feet beyond the arc. Rattles
she was.
It in and ends the half in style for Milton. So your halftime score is Milton 47, Baraboo 23. We'll be back to talk about the first half stats here on 99.7 Max FM and the NFHS Network.
Hi, I'm Craig with Pierce's Express Market and Pierce's West Express. Help us support the local student athletes of the Baraboo School District by using our spirit pumps. Every time you use the specially marked spirit pumps, 2 cents from every gallon is donated to a Baraboo School activity, sport, or youth program. In the month of January, the spirit pumps will benefit the Baraboo High School Wrestling. Please support our local students by using the spirit pumps at Pierce's Express Market and Pierce's West Express in Baraboo.
Explain to me again why we're sleeping on the ground.
Because we're thramping. Thrift camping, it's saving us money and getting us closer to nature.
But we don't need to thramp. I just combined our home and auto insurance with our State Farm agent, so we have a rate that fits our budget.
All right. Do you think our agent can bring us an air mattress?
For surprisingly great rates that fit any budget, call State Farm agent Chris Stanton in Baraboo today.
Individual premiums and budgets will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
Superstore. Hey, this is Scott Larson from Don Larson Chevrolet Buick GMC in Baraboo. Our GM-certified pre-owned vehicles include a 172-point inspection, a 12-month, 12,000-mile bumper-to-bumper warranty, plus two scheduled maintenance visits. See us in person or online at donlarson.com. Chevrolet, find new roads. See dealer for details.
Don Larson Superstore. Just get more.
At Nautical Coffee Company, we're all about creating an experience that fuels your soul. We're turning up the volume with live music, a perfect pairing with our delicious lattes. Hungry for more? Our menu boasts a delightful array of breakfast favorites prepared fresh and deliciously satisfying. And the best part? We're right in the heart of downtown Baraboo, making it the perfect spot to gather with friends and embrace the vibrant energy of the city. We can't wait to see you at Nautical Coffee Company. It's a vibe.
Looking for a new place to live? Do yourself a favor. Think realtor. A real estate agent with this word behind their name has the right to be proud of it. Becoming a realtor requires a person to meet rigid business standards and pledge to the highest code of ethics. A realtor qualifies for your trust in all respects, and that's what you want when searching for your new place to call home. Select Bunbury and Associates Realtors at 123 4th Street in Baraboo. They've met the standards in all respects, and you'll find they're the ones you can trust.
When you're looking for life insurance coverage, Tricor Insurance and Auto Owners Insurance have you covered.
With Tricor, it's all about building relationships with people so that they realize that I am trustworthy and knowledgeable. My job is to figure out what they need, who they are. Insurance is stressful, and if we can take the stress out of that for them, that's what we're here for.
Tricor and Auto Owners Insurance are dedicated to helping you understand your life insurance options. Visit TricorInsurance.com to find an agent near you.
Donrick Insurance is now Tricor.
165 years, generations of honest local banking from Baraboo State Bank. Built on a foundation of excellent customer service, Baraboo State Bank has been an integral part of our special community since 1857. With many convenient branch locations and modern online banking where you can manage your accounts, apply for loans, or get pre-approved for your new car or dream home at competitive rates. Trust Baraboo State Bank to deliver on their promise of banking better together. Baraboo State Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Are you struggling with an addiction that is tearing you apart from your family? Looking for a group of people that relate and can support you in your battle with addiction? Learn more about our faith-based recovery program, Transformed, at Freedom in Christ Church at 409 4th Street, Baraboo. We meet every Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights at 6:30 p.m.
To learn more about times, locations, and services, go to ficachurch.org. That's ficachurch.org.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
Welcome back to Baraboo High School, where your halftime score is Milton 47, Baraboo 23. Christy Feld is here with the halftime statistics. What do you have for us, Feldy?
Well, for Milton, Holly Moorhart, who is their usual leading scorer, is leading the way with 15 points. She averages 14.6.
I got 14, yeah.
Yeah, so she's a little bit ahead of her own average. And I'm going to take the liberty of suggesting that the Coyo girls are sisters. they are following Holly. Allison Coyo has 9. Lauren Coyo has 7. Nile Killian has 7. And then there are other miscellaneous ones. And for your Baraboo Thunderbird, Caitlin Frank leads the way with 9 points. Deja White has 7. Taylor Spurl, who has been all over the court, both offensively and defensively, has 6 points, and Peyton Selzer has a free throw.
Well, so both teams have their leading scorer for the year in that pole position, leading their scoring in the first half so far. No major surprise there.
Yep, and I still think, and this is unofficial, but I thought that Caitlin Frank said the other night, her mom said she needed about 30 points, and I think she's within 12 points of getting her 1,000th point.
Oh, okay. Well, you never
and
know.
It would be nice if that happened on
maybe
our own home court.
Maybe she'll catch fire.
Yeah.
Here in the second half.
Well,
she's
exactly
been
a half. You know,
yeah,
exactly. We do need somebody to catch fire. That would be excellent. We missed a lot of nice inside shots. We had a tough time with the press break. We had a lot of turnovers, but we kind of pulled it together a little bit as we got closer to the end of the first half.
Yes.
And I'm hoping we come out
if you're just
the same way.
Just joining us in the first half, it started out with the Red Hawks pouring in a lot of three-pointers and also really, really frustrating the T-Birds with full-court pressure and forcing a lot of turnovers. That's a big part of why Baraboo's got a 24-point hole they're looking at here to open the second half.
Boy, when we talk about those three-point baskets, Ben, they were able to put in 7 three-point baskets, and I would say 6 of them were easily uncontested. Well,
pretty wide open, yep.
Yeah, and that started to change as Baraboo adjusted.
For sure. We'll be back with the second half on NFHS and 99.7 Max FM.
Whether you're a woman looking to start or expand your family, SSM Health St. Clair Hospital Baraboo is here for you from the start. Our women's health providers create an environment of focused care and are proud to provide a wide range of women's health services. To schedule an appointment with a provider or learn more about our family birth suites, visit ssmhealth.com/baraboobirth or call 608-355-3800.
ATL. 1, 2, 3. Oh, hi, Jenny here. Just counting all the dollars I saved at my local Big Deals online store. What? You haven't saved yet? Get on it! You'll love the great selection of gift certificates at discount prices. They make great gifts, too. And you can shop right from your phone. Nothing satisfies like counting all those savings. Now let me get back to it. 6, 7, 8.
Just go to MaxFMBigDeals.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Dense fog advisory tonight. Drizzle, light rain, and cloudy with foggy areas tonight and a low in the low 30s. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a high in the upper 30s. And more clouds around on Sunday, some foggy areas and mid-30s. Sunshine Monday, high approaching 40. Slight rain chance Monday night. Need a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. It's 34 right now.
All right, we are just mere moments away from second half action here at Baraboo High School. Once again, my name is Ben Bromley, joined by Christy Feld on 99.7 Max FM, as well as on the NFHS video streaming network. We've got a non-conference game for you this evening. We're at the half where the Milton Redhawks of the Badger Large Conference lead the Baraboo Thunderbirds of the Badger Small Conference 47-23. We're under a minute to go here for the second half. Mentioned earlier, leading scorers, no surprise for either team. Holly Moorhart came in averaging over 14 a game for the Redhawks. She's got 15 already here in the first half. And for the Thunderbirds, Caitlin Frank comes in averaging 18 and a half a game, and she's got 9 at the half. The T-Birds struggled with the full court pressure the Redhawks applied and also took advantage of some open three-point looks to build this 24-point halftime lead. Christy, you have to imagine that's something Coach Bale talked about. We've got to handle that pressure and try to extend that defense when they're hitting threes.
Yeah, absolutely, and I hope they are able to do that. They also have to be able to make their inside shots and get some points on the board.
There were, yeah, some opportunities lost there, and you hope that'll even out maybe in the law of averages here in the second half.
Finish
off some of those opportunities.
Have a little bit of a concern for Caitlin Frank. She's going to start the second half with three fouls, and so she has to be cognizant of the fact that she's got to back off a little bit.
Got to be careful.
She's pretty tenacious on the on defense.
And as Christy reported at the beginning of the broadcast, the Thunderbirds are a bit shorthanded. They've only got four on the bench. They're missing one starter and a couple of key reserves as well, so foul trouble only exacerbates that issue. Baraboo starts the ball on offense, facing man-to-man defense from the Redhawks. Looking for a crease here. Leah Hess is at the top of the key, swings it over to Gilbert, right wing. Gilbert looking to drive. She's going to throw up, I think that was a pass to Deja White in the lane. Her shot attempt is blocked. Koyo with a block. Ball is loose, though. There's Taylor Spurl in the lane. And once again, there's the Baraboo point guard doing some damage in the paint.
We talked about her being all over the place, and she was in the right spot at the right time that time, put up 2 points.
She had 8 in the first half. Now she's in double digits. Baraboo is within 22 with that first bucket of the second half. T-Birds man-to-man defensively. They're looking to drive. Missing on the drive, Kylie Butchin, but it's a reload opportunity, second chance opportunity for Milton. Working it around. There's Butchin again, left wing. Gets it inside. Floater hook shot, no good for Mesra. Ball is loose, and Leah Hess is going to grab it. Why not? Here come the T-Birds. Caitlin Frank does not have numbers, but she's going to drive anyway and get all the way to the hoop. Oh, shot attempt. Off the rim, no good. Into the hands of Mesra.
Touched a lot of hands before it got into the hands of Mesra.
And Mesra with a nice pass in the open court. She finds Nyle Keelan for two. She's got 7. Looking
Eight.
To answer.
No, that's her 9.
Oh, okay. I missed the bucket in there. Nice looking pass from Caitlin Frank to Deja White. There's another golden opportunity missed. Deja couldn't finish off at the rim. Redhawks now looking to score. Driving baseline. There's a floater into traffic and drawing a foul. That's Moorhart. Drawing a foul on Deja White.
Deja's going to pick up her first foul of the game, actually.
And that's always good news for the T-Birds. As the rim protector, sometimes Deja finds herself in foul trouble. She got through the first half without a single one.
That's pretty stellar defense for her.
First free throw is in the air and good. Moorhart continues to get it done for the Redhawks. Stelzer checks in for the Thunderbirds. She's going to replace Deja White. The ball is back in Holly Moorhart's hands as we await the second free throw. It is in the air, and it's a swish. She's up to 17. Thunderbirds now trailing by 26. Caitlin Franks on the left wing. Coming around to Stelzer's screen. Kicking it out to Gilbert beyond the arc. She'll get it back to Stelzer, top of the key. Thinks about the three, passes it up. Now she's going to pop it, top of the key. That's a thunderbolt for the Thunderbirds. Peyton Stelzer with a triple.
That was awesome, and she had her feet securely set and put it up and popped in three.
Looking to answer, here come the Redhawks. Faking a three and driving. Shot attempt is no good, but drawing the foul was Kylie Butchin.
Oh, there was the one I was missing. Leah Hess picks up her second foul of the night, second team foul for the second half. Any seconds that you want to have?
I'm always up
will
for
seconds.
Will you
second that?
Yeah, I will. Free throw attempt is good. I'm ready for seconds here, too. Kylie Butchin, that's her first point of the half. after sinking that free throw. Second one is in the air. That one is off the rim. No good, but an offensive rebound by Mesra. Put back, no good. It looked like Koyo got another opportunity there on the offensive glass, but the ball comes away to Baraboo. Caitlin Frank doesn't have numbers. She's going to dribble it out and dribble it back in. Taylor Spurls out of the T-Bird logo, comes around to Stelzer screen, kicks it over to Gilbert, right wing. Gilbert drives around to Stelzer screen. Floats it in, nice pass to Leah Hess in the paint. Ooh, she can't connect. Rebound to the Redhawks. Keelan looking to run. Gets all the way to the hoop, draws contact. I think they're going to get Leah Hess for this one. And Nayeli Keelan is rewarded for her aggressiveness, getting to the lane on the fast break.
And that's going to pick up the third foul for Leah Hess.
Free throw is in the air and good. Deja White checking back in. She's going to replace Leah Hess.
All right, who's shooting behind that hair?
This is Keelan.
That's what I was thinking. They came out from halftime early and they spent all their time shooting three-point buckets.
Second attempt is good as well.
They being the Milton Redhawks.
54-28. Milton leads Baraboo. Caitlin Frank looking to go the distance.
45. Not me.
Well, her shot attempt is no good. She's fouled. I think part of the look might be that the trail official on the opposite side of the floor made that call. In a three-man crew. That is unusual.
So that's why she turned around and faced the scores. Taylor said,
she might have been like,
what?
That whistle came from where?
What did I do?
So Caitlin Franks at the line looking to get into double digits. Free throw is in the air. She's got 10. And we've got a substitution here. Allison Koyo replaces Lauren Koyo, and she and the ref have a chat on her way out.
Allison is a freshman. Lauren is a junior, and I'm just projecting that I think that they're probably sisters.
I wonder what the Koyo for Koyo exchange rate is. Caitlin Frank sinks her second free throw, continues to lead Baraboo in scoring. And we've got a full timeout for Coach Bale and the Thunderbirds. That gives us an opportunity to remind you of the sponsors who generously make these broadcasts possible. These include Pierce's Express Market, Baraboo State Bank, Freedom in Christ Assembly, Nautical Coffee, Don Rick Insurance and Tricor, Don Larson Superstore, SSM Health, Bunbury & Associates Realtors, Chris Stanton State Farm Insurance, and Countryside Portable Buildings. Speaking of SSM Health, Christy and I were there last night to see SSM St. Clair Hospital named the Baraboo Area Chamber of Commerce Business of the Year last night. So
boy,
congratulations to them.
I have to say that I learned some tidbits of information about SSM Health and their rankings, not only in the state but in the nation. For both being a rural hospital and for being I think it's a trauma ward or emergency ward.
Right.
Not 100% sure, but I just learned some really
impressive stats.
Impressive stats.
Employee
yes,
satisfaction as well.
Yep.
Which is always an important part in doing good business.
Made me proud. Got a little choked up a number of times last night at the awards dinner for the chamber.
Well, getting back to action here, the Redhawks are going to inbound, and they're going to walk it up here. Actually, it looks like Coach Bale is going to apply a little three-quarter court pressure. This looks like it might be a 1-3-1.
I agree.
Redhawks break the pressure. They cross the timeline. Butcher with a nice find. Koyo led her to the right block. Allison Koyo finishes with the deuce. She's had a great night as well. 13, somewhere in that neighborhood. Taylor Spurl is going to get called for an offensive foul. She pushed off as she drove on Nayeli Keelan.
Excuse me, I had some sound effects on that. She was going through, given it's like, move over.
Yeah, when the whistle was blown, yeah, I was like, yeah, this is probably going the other way. Offensive foul. So for Spurl, that is her second. Team's already got four fouls.
She had that referee move when they're counting the ticker.
Another nice dish. Some more sweet interior passing. That one from Mesra to, was that Morehart?
32.
Mesra to Furman?
Yep.
For two, thank you.
I think. I got
Furman's first bucket of the evening.
Is that right?
We got mostly
22, 30. I apologize. I can't see their numbers.
It isn't a 32. It was Morehart.
Yep. I apologize.
So she's having a heck of a night. And there's a steal. Mesra's got it. Or I should say Butchin's got it. We'll get these names right eventually, folks. And on the drive, that is Mesra, scores and is fouled in the process, and one opportunity.
They have put on a nice passing clinic tonight.
They certainly have.
Goodness, they've got nice bounce passes.
They are currently doubling up the T-Birds, 60-30. We're just under 14 minutes to go. Three subs coming in for the Red Hawks. We're going to see Keelan sit down as well as Morehart and Butchin.
Peyton Selzer picks up her second foul.
And we get our first look at Taylin Bell. She checks in for the Thunderbirds, as does Leah Hess. They're going to replace Deja White and Madeline Gilbert.
Taylin Bell is also a freshman, if I'm not mistaken. Is that correct?
I think you are correct.
5'6" freshman.
Free throw is up and no good. Leah Hess comes away with the rebound. Caitlin Frank crosses midcourt, sets up the Thunderbird offense. She finds Spurl on the right baseline. Looking to drive. Under the hoop, reverse layup, no good. Redhawks come away with loose ball. That's Stockman.
She is fearless.
Stockman fires up court. Wide open three-point look from the right wing. Off the rim, no good, but offensive rebound. That's Koyo. She's going to flip it in with the right hand. That is some good work. Grabbing the offensive rebound and flipping it in old school for two. And I think that's 15 for her.
You bet. That's a freshman as well.
62-30. Milton leads. Taylor Spurl's going to fire for three. No good, but it is off a Milton defender and out of bounds. Baraboo will keep it. Another sub coming in. That's Brooklyn Hill. She is going to replace Sophie Mesra. Baraboo is going to inbound underneath its own basket. Just over 13 minutes left. Inbound goes to Caitlin Frank. She gets it out to Bell. Bell to Spurl. Looking to pop from 17 feet. No good, and out of bounds to the Redhawks. Taylor Spurl's done some great work, grabbing loose balls, rebounds, taking advantage of some opportunities. She has not been connecting on the outside shot, though.
She has not, but she, but all of the aforementioned things have all happened in numerous places, both standing up and on the floor. She gets it done.
So Milton's going to inbound and walk it up. Under 13 minutes to go. This is Stockman kicking it out. Three-point look is short. Missing there was Krieger. Frank is looking to run. Taps the brakes, driving into traffic. And the ball was loose there, and Leah Hess was trying to tie it up and instead committed a foul. She's got a couple as well.
I think that may be number four.
Her fourth indeed. So we're going to see Deja White pop up off the bench and replace her, and they're going to send Maddie Gilbert in as well. So far, Coach Bale has gone nine deep in his bench. On the floor for the Thunderbirds, we have Bell, Gilbert, White, Stelzer, and Frank. Redhawks are across the timeline and into their half-court offense. Stockman looking to drive from the outside. Kicks it out. Now they're swinging it around. This is going to be Koyo for three. Off the rim. No good. Rebound tipped around. Ball is still loose. Look out, everybody.
I don't know how she saved that.
And that's going to be a three-point look from the left wing. For Brooklyn Hill, no good, but another offensive rebound for the Redhawks. But there's Maddie Gilbert swooping in with a steal. She is double-teamed, and we had a timeout, I believe. We had a foul call, but I think also a timeout. Let's see what happens here. Oh, they are indeed going to call the foul.
Koyo picks up her second.
Allison Koyo with the foul. Baraboo's going to inbound and walk it up. The Redhawks have called off their full court pressure. They're sitting back in half court man-to-man defense. 12 minutes to go, 62-30, and there's a turnover. Baraboo turns it over. Milton's got it, looking to run. Stockman fires it up court, gets it back. A little give and go action, but she is blocked in the lane by Deja White. Not today. Thunderbirds looking to get something cooking offensively. They had a quiet first half. So far, quiet second half. Scored in spurts. Here's Caitlin Frank. Stopping, popping, 13 feet. No good. Peyton Stelzer with the offensive rebound. Gets it to Gilbert. Gilbert looking to drive. The lefty floater. A little short. No good. T-Birds miss a couple opportunities. And here come the Redhawks. Cameron Zerwinski is going to fire for three.
Wow.
Splash. And that's her first basket. A triple for Zerwinski makes it 65-30. Milton.
No hesitation.
11 minutes left. This is a non-conference game. Nice little give-and-go action to Caitlin Frank. She's in the lane. Reverse layup. no good, but she is pushed. She'll get to shoot a pair.
Kaylin Sockman, I think, is going to pick up her second.
Red Hawks came into this game at 9-9. They're coming off a tough season last year. They went 6-19, 2-13 in the Badger Large, but they're 9-9 this year, 2-7, and what we already talked about is an extremely tough Badger Large this year. Caitlin Frank's first free throw was good.
Yeah, you know, and one of the teams that they beat was Monroe, and Monroe in the past has been a state-caliber team. They're averaging 18 points a game.
Oofta.
That's a big oofta. Caitlin Frank, sorry.
I was going to say, Taylor Sproul checks back in, replacing Deja White.
And Caitlin picked up her first free throw.
Second one's off the back iron. No good. Rebound, Coyo. She wants to drive. Coast to coast, doing it all. Left-hand layup, no good. Ball's knocked around, off the Thunderbirds.
And it made me think of how good teams are kind of cyclical, you know, because with a team like Monroe that was state caliber and now are 1-18 or something and average 18 points a game, that just tells you that you just never know.
Certainly. Ups and downs with the personnel you get. All of a sudden, the coach who was awesome looks a lot dumber all of a sudden, right?
Yeah, exactly.
The Redhawks swing it around. Three-point attempt. No good. Into the hands of Taylor Sproul.
I'm going to start marking down how many times you say Taylor Sproul.
Yeah, right.
It's going to be my new stat.
Caitlin Frank, she's got a lane to the hoop. There she is. Off the glass and good. She's pushing 20 points here. This year. I shouldn't say 20. She's over 15. 17? Somewhere in the neighborhood.
I have her at 14.
Math is Feldy's strong suit.
Oh,
I defer. Coyo looking to drive, kicks it out. Three-point look from the right wing. No good.
We're both writers, Ben.
Krieger can't connect on the three, but a nice-looking dish from Maddie Gilbert to Taylen Bell.
That was Bell's beautiful
first basket. Under 10 minutes to go at 65-35.
I majored in history. I told myself it was gossip. And then...
Well, between the two of us, we'll figure out the math.
Yes.
Coyle looking to drive. Ooh, look at that, a
spin.
Spin move and right-handed flip. Hook shot off the glass. Oh, my.
Coyle razzle-dazzle.
We've got some Kevin McHale action here tonight. Old
Kevin
school
McHale.
Post moves. 9.5 to go at 67-35. Red Hawks leading the Thunderbirds. Frank gets to Gilbert. Gilbert's going to fire for three. Off the rim, no good, but there's Taylen Bell with the offensive rebound and the putback. Rolls around the rim and in.
Watch those freshmen soar.
Taylen Bell with 4 points off the bench.
I like it.
Stockman's going to walk it up, work around the screen. Now she wants to drive. Ooh, the ball is batted away. Taylen Bell got her hand on the loose ball, and we're going to have a timeout. Baraboo, Coach Bale wanted the timeout.
As she was spinning around on the floor, a timeout before a few extra thunder steps and getting a travel call.
Well, that gives us a chance to talk about other varsity action here at Baraboo High School, the boys basketball team. Well, I thought we had a timeout. Oh, I take it back. We are not going to have a timeout.
What did we have?
I think we had a foul. They're going to get 23, Brooklyn Hill with a foul. Baraboo's going to inbound from the far sideline. But we can still talk about other action. Boys basketball, they've won 2 road games this week. They're looking to make it 3 with a game at Toma tomorrow night. And they'll be hosting Mount Horeb here on Tuesday. John Gunnell and I will bring you that action here on these very same channels Tuesday night. Caitlin Frank finds Peyton Stelzer. She's going to fire from the free throw line. Off the rim, no good. Nice looking offensive rebound from Maddie Gilbert, but the putback unsuccessful. Here come the Redhawks looking to run. Swinging it out. Coyo, three ball, left wing, off the rim, no good. Keelan's got an offensive rebound. There she is again. Firing from long distance is Morehart. Oh, my, another long triple from Holly Morehart. She's been the big star offensively for the Redhawks. Taylen Bell looking to drive. Instead, she'll shoot a jumper, 18 feet, no good. Caitlin Frank's got the rebound. Put back off the glass and good. Caitlin Frank continues her high-flying ways here in the second half, and it's 70-39. Milton now looking to drive. That's Mesra off the backboard and the rim, no good. Gets her own rebound. Out to Coyo. What a luxury having all these Coyos you can plug in at any given time.
I think it's like Brynig Brunig. Ballig.
Shot attempt there is no good, but a foul on Kylie Butchen. I'm not sure who they got this. They got Gilbert on the foul, only her first. Kylie Butchen's going to shoot a pair. After that first attempt, we'll see Cassidy Gates check in for Baraboo. First attempt from the line is up and good. Kylie Butchin's got four. Gates replaces Gilbert. 7:41 to go in this non-conference game. Milton holds a commanding lead. Free throws up in the air and good. It is 72-39. Red Hawks over the Thunderbirds. Taylor Spurl facing token full court pressure from Keelan. She's across midcourt. T-Birds start working their half-court offense. Gates picks up her dribble, left wing. Got the fire across court, nearly stolen. Bell's got it.
Nice wide receiver, keep her toes on this side of the line.
Here's a three-point look for Cassidy Gates, right wing, no good. Rebound into the hands of Morehart. She fires up court, nice look, and pass up court for a layup attempt, no good. Rebound, though, by Coyo, and Lauren Coyo scores on the putback. Yet another Red Hawk in double digits.
I have her at 9.
Oh, so do I. See, math. This ball is loose on the floor. It's going to go to the Red Hawks.
Oh, my goodness.
Maddie Gilbert checks back in, replacing Caitlin Frank. And we're going to see Deja White come in as well.
Taylor Spurl was basically saying, you can have that ball, but I'm laying on it, so you got to push right. me out of the way.
Right. Taylan Bell checks out. And we've got a substitution here for the Red Hawks as well. Mesra checks out. She is replaced by Maddie Furman. Red Hawks inbound and walk it up. They're across the timeline. Jumper from the free throw line. Coyo, no good. Ball's off the hands of Deja White. Lauren Coyo gets the rebound. Now it's kicked around loose. Three-point fire from the left wing is no good for Butchin. Ball is out of bounds. Milton will keep it. 6.5 minutes to go. Milton looking to build on a big lead with an inbound left corner.
No.
Three-point look is long. No good. Cassidy Gates
Jeepers.
Has got it.
She was outside of the gym doors, I think.
In the gym range. They're not afraid to fire.
They aren't.
Stelzer's at the top of the key looking to drive. Now she'll kick it out to Gilbert. Oh, Gilbert has her pocket pick there and then a double team. Butchin's going to score length of the court. Nice defense from the Red Hawks.
It's her 7th point of the night.
I concur.
I'm going to erase and start over.
Taylor Spurl is trapped, but she gets it across the timeline to Peyton Stelzer. Ooh,
oh,
she finds Deja
nice
White
pass.
On the hoop, but she is swatted by Lauren Coyo.
Shucks.
Pass the other way for Keelan. Layup opportunity, no good. Ball is off the Red Hawks. It'll go to the Thunderbirds. Couple of subs coming in here for the Red Hawks. We've got Morgan Searing coming in, as well as Brooklyn Hill. They're going to replace Lauren Coyo and Holly Morehart.
I was thinking about how long of a drive they have to, the boys have tomorrow night driving to Toma, forgetting that that was in my conference back in the day when I played.
How about that?
Long time ago.
And there's a bucket right off the bench and in for two, Brooklyn Hill. That's her first basket. And we got a foul in the backcourt as the Red Hawks were applying full court pressure. Taylor Spurl was fouled. I think they got Hill on that one. She's been busy since coming off the bench. Scores a bucket, picks up a foul.
She has, already has led in the book.
Red Hawks have the Thunderbirds doubled up, 78-39. And they mercifully call off the full
Thank
court
you.
Pressure. I was about to comment on
I was too.
That.
I was
like, come on, what are we
choosing
doing here?
My words, though, Ben.
What are we doing here? Taylor Spurl. There's
a
Thunderbolt for the Thunderbirds. Taylor Spurl hits her first triple.
11 points for Taylor.
The Thunderbirds have a couple players in double digits. Meanwhile, on the other end, that's a miss for Butchin. But there's Keelan again on the offensive glass. 5'3", getting it done in the paint. Another shot attempt, no good for the Red Hawks, but it's out of bounds off Baraboo.
You know, we talked about Taylor, or I've talked about tonight, Taylor Spurl being fearless, but man, when you're 5'3" and you're down in the lane and you're pulling down the rebounds.
For sure. Nayeli Keelan's had a busy night. She's doing it all over the place. There's a pass swatted out of bounds by the Thunderbirds. Red Hawks will keep it. And we're going to see Taylan Bell come back in. She's going to replace Stelzer. Inbound is to Keelan. She swings it over to Furman. Furman, three ball, no good. Deja White's got the rebound, but she's tied up. Got to keep that ball up high. Yep, Baraboo's going to keep it, but that's something I'm sure Coach has gone over that with Deja. At her height, she's just got to keep that ball up over her head. Don't let the littles tie you up. Coming out is Kylie Butchen, replaced by Maddie Furman.
Is that what they said when you were playing? Were you one of the littles?
I was one of the littles, yeah. Don't dribble. He might take it. Just go right over him. And we got a timeout for the Thunderbirds. Well, we were about to tell you a little bit about other varsity action coming up for the Thunderbirds. We remind you that boys basketball has a game at Toma, as Christy was just saying. Tomorrow, they're looking to improve on what's been a great season. They're at, 14-3, I believe? They're also going to host Mount Horeb on Tuesday. John Gunnell and I will bring you that game right here on 99.7 Max FM, as well as on the NFHS Network. Boys swimming is at Shorewood tomorrow and at Edgewood on Tuesday. Gymnastics is taking on Monona Grove. They're hosting Monona Grove tonight, and they'll be heading to Wanakee on Tuesday. In girls hockey, the Lightning are at Beaver Dam tomorrow. They will host Stoughton on Tuesday. And boys hockey will be taking on Edgewood at Verona on Tuesday. Here your score is Milton 78, Baraboo 42. We're under 5 minutes to go. My name is Ben Bromley. I'm joined by Christy Feld. Christy, we talked about the T-Birds coming in a little shorthanded, and obviously it's not something where that's going to change the outcome of the game, but it certainly hasn't helped Baraboo's cause.
It hasn't, and it's been a whole week of being shorthanded, and actually at our last home game the week before, we were shorthanded as well. So they've had a number of games where we haven't had the full effect of our complete team.
And we were talking, too, about the schedule. It only gets tougher for the T-Birds.
Oh, my goodness. We've got some challenging games coming up. We're heading to McFarland next Tuesday. Next Friday we host Reedsburg. That makes for a really rough week, to be perfectly honest.
Oh, challenge for sure. There's Caitlin Frank with a nice little post move and flip coming in on the inbound.
That's 18 points for Caitlin. We're getting close.
We're seeing some sweet post moves here this evening. But on the other end, right wing, three ball, bounces off the rim, no good. But the Redhawks get the rebound and the putback. That's good for Maddie Furman. Nope, sorry, Stockman for two. Are we sure about that? All right, we'll say it was Stockman.
23.
I had 32, but they gave 32. It to 30. I'm not sure. In any event, we got a foul called here as the T-Birds attempted to drive.
Well, I gave it to 32.
They got Stockman with the foul. Her third and the sixth team foul for the Redhawks. Caitlin Franks looking to inbound from under the Baraboo basket on the baseline. Fires it into Taylin Bell. Taylin Bell's looking to drive. She gets into the lane. Floater. No good. Deja White taps it, but it's into the hands of the Redhawks. That's Stockman. Her pass is intercepted.
Here she goes.
Caitlin Frank has a path to the hoop for a layup. It's up.
I think that's it. I think that's it right there. 1,000 points. What a way to do it.
And the Baraboo crowd reacting. Some standing applause. And we got a foul here on the other end of the court on the Thunderbirds.
Big sign up in the top of the stands for 1,000 points.
Nice moment here at Baraboo High School at Melvin F. Huth Memorial Gymnasium. So there's a bright spot and another otherwise challenging evening for the Thunderbirds. Hopefully you could hear public address announcer Dave Hosley announce that Caitlin Frank is the third Baraboo girls player to reach 1,000 career points. What did I say?
I thought he said sixth.
He did say sixth. I misspoke.
Because I can probably think of three right off the top of my
head.
I am not one of them.
The 6,000 point scorer in Baraboo girls basketball history.
Boy, and what a way to do it. She got a steal, had a wide open layup, put it in uncontested. It was beautiful.
How about that? And a free throw attempt is in. So Kaitlyn Stockman's probably like, this is nice, but I'd like to shoot my free throws, please. First one is in.
We wanted to ice her.
That's right. In a critical moment. Second one bounces around the rim and in. So Stockman's able to hit a pair despite the brief stoppage in play. Thunderbirds now. There's Frank again. She's not done.
1,001 and 2.
Drives into the lane right side with a bucket. It's 82-48. Three ball right corner. No good for the Redhawks. Loose ball. Off Spurl's hands. Milton will keep it. We got three subs coming in for the Thunderbirds. Maritza Ramirez is going to see her first action. Peyton Stelzer checks back in, as does Cassidy Gates. They replace Leah Hess, Kaitlyn Frank. And I was about to say Taylen Bell, but Taylen Bell is going back in now, and Maddie Gilbert's going to sit. 3 minutes, 14 seconds to go. Milton 82, Baraboo 48. Inbound is stolen. Taylen Bell comes away with it. She's going to tap the brakes at the right wing. Fire cross court. It's tipped away. Steal for the Redhawks. Lots of traffic, and they're going to get a Baraboo foul here in transition.
Tripped over Peyton Stelzer's feet, I think.
They did indeed get Stelzer for the foul.
You know, I get all wound up about our beautiful fluorescent shoes. I have to admit that one of the downfalls of Milton is they're just boring old red and white tennis shoes. Nothing flashy, nothing spectacular.
The kids would
a little dull.
The kids would say no drip on the Milton footwear.
Ooh, thank you for keeping me up to date.
Free throw attempt is no good. Rebound knocked around. It ends up in the hands of Maritza Ramirez.
Nice.
She finds Cassidy Gates. Cassidy Gates looking to run. Now she's going to give it to a teammate. There's Taylen Bell. She finds Peyton Stelzer on the right block.
Come on, Peyton.
Nice little turnaround jumper. No good. Good looking shot attempt. Just didn't drop. Redhawks come away with the rebound. Stockman sets up the Redhawk offense. Now it's Hill. Picks up her dribble. She's double teamed. Gets it out. Finds her teammate, Maddie Furman. And there's a three-point look. No good for Hill. Gates rebounds. Hands to Bell. Bell crosses the timeline. Turnaround jumper, 15 feet. Rattles out and in. Taylen Bell. That was a little dipsy-do. Look like I'm going to pass. Heck no, I'm going to shoot. It's good. 82-50.
I can do it all.
And the Redhawks now continuing to operate their half-court offense. Continuing to fire from three. That's a swish.
Wow.
For Kaitlyn Stockman, her first triple of the night. 85-50. There's a pass stolen away. Looking to go the distance. Cameron Sierwinski scores in transition. Her defense turns to offense.
Good job with the name, Sierwinski.
Thank you. It helps that I'm a Pole in law.
Oh, there you go.
Helps me up to speed on
That's good.
The Polish names. Baraboo now on offense. Looking to cut into this deficit. This is going to be a really long two for Gates. No good. Spurl.
Oh, nice.
Comes away with a rebound, but it's tapped into the hands of Stockman. Stockman fires up court. Finds Hill. Hill shoots and scores.
Little off balance behind the basket.
Oh, I take it back. They're going to call a travel. I think they're going to take that one off the board.
Oh, are they?
It looked like they called a travel there. It's going to be Baraboo ball here on, under the basket, under Milton's basket. I don't think they've wiped the hoop off yet, though. Stelzer inbounds to Spurl. She'll walk it across midcourt. 49-point game. 39, I should say. 39-point game. Spurl gets to the rim. Shot attempt no good. Rebound by Sierwinski. She's looking to run again. Nice looking pass to Hill. Hill baseline jumper, no good. Rebounded by Sierwinski. She puts it back in. She's got 7 off the bench. And the Red Hawk bench squad is holding its own. Under a minute to go, 91-50. There's a pass into Stelzer. It's off her fingertips, out of bounds to the Red Hawks. Redhawks on the move, heading to our left as we look at the court. They get a three-point look from the wing. It's Cameron Jawinski. She's going to end up in double digits, doing some damage in the final minutes.
Aye, aye, aye.
It's 94-50. Taylor Spurl dribbling for T-Birds. She is bumped. Picks up a foul here.
And that's the ball game.
And with that, we got to running clock time. It's 94-50 is your final. The visiting Milton Redhawks with a convincing victory here at Baraboo High School. Set the stage here for what's coming up for these two teams. The Thunderbirds have a tough one coming up. They'll be traveling to McFarland on Tuesday. Oh, no, I take it back. We've got a free throw coming up here. Rattles around and in. So they're giving Taylor Spurl these free throws even though time had elapsed. So we'll hold off on our wrap up here as we finish the game. Taylor Spurl hits her first. Second is a little long, no good. And that is your ball game. So let's make it 94-51. So anyway, like we mentioned, we've got the Thunderbirds are going to face Tegan Mullaney and the and a tough McFarland squad on the road on Tuesday. Now that very same night will be the Baraboo Thunderbird boys' next game. Join us for that here on 99.7 Max FM as well as on NFHS. Now for Milton, we talked about how they're coming off a win over DeForest on Tuesday. Their next game, they'll be hosting Beaver Dam this coming Tuesday. So the Redhawks are going in hot with a couple of wins here this week before hosting Beaver Dam, the Golden Beavers, on Tuesday. So for Milton, they've improved to 10-9 on the season. For the T-Birds, they fall to 3-16.
Ben, I'm not even going to do the Milton scoring roundup.
Yeah, why is that?
Because there's just too many.
Well, they did score 94.
You know, Holly Marchart led the way for Milton with 22. We knew that, or we predicted that she would be their leader because she is in real life as well. Allison Coyo had 15. Lauren Coyo had 10. Neely Killian had 11. Butchin Mezra. How did you say that before?
I was going with Mezra.
Mezra. Stockman had 7, and then some miscellaneous.
But 4 in double digits for the Redhawks. That's good balanced scoring.
It is, and when you talk about almost every single one of their players who played tonight got on the scoreboard. So that's a good stat for them, 94 points. For your Baraboo Thunderbirds, Caitlin Frank ended the night with 22, including her 1,000th point. I mean, that's pretty impressive.
How about that?
Taylor Spurl has ended the night with 12. Deja White ended the night with 7. Taylan Bell rounded out the night with 6. And Peyton Stelzer had 4. I have the game book, my game book, from when Sam Terry got her 1,000th point
that
I've always
right?
wanted to give to Sam because yeah. I thought that was such a cool thing, and I made the two, like, 3 blocks bigger than everything else because it was such a cool night and it was really fun tonight to be able to experience that with Caitlin Frank and her, especially being able to do it in your own gymnasium.
Absolutely. So a tough night here for the Thunderbirds, but definitely a bright spot with Caitlin Frank achieving a major career milestone. Like we mentioned, she's the 6th Thunderbird girl to reach 1,000 points in her career. Big moment here at Baraboo High School.
Yeah, and I'm glad we got to be part of that. That makes for a good Friday night. It was a night of basketball here. It was a night of basketball. The Badgers were playing. The Bucks were playing.
The Bucks are playing, yeah. All kinds of action happening. Can't keep track of it all. Well, and we're happy you were able to join us here this evening. Christy, any final words you'd like to add?
All I know is rest up because we got some pretty tough games coming up.
Yeah, let's run that down. We talked about the trip to McFarland on Tuesday.
We're going to do that. And then next Friday we're going to host Mark Simon and the Reedsburg Beavers. Sidney Cheery Turney is the name of their player that is all over the court. High scoring and rebounds and everything. Followed by a game at Sauk Thursday, February 8th, and then we got back-to-back on the 13th and the 15th, Edgewood and Stoughton.
Oof, Stoughton, that is a murderer's row.
It is. It's really hard. Stoughton just beat Reedsburg, too, as well. I mean, there just isn't an easy game in that lineup. And it's going to be a tough couple of weeks.
Well, we'll be happy to bring you the action when they return home. It's going to be a while, like you mentioned. They've got several road contests coming up.
Well, we just have to go to McFarland, and then Reedsburg will be here next Friday.
Oh, there you go. Next home broadcast will be a week from tonight against Reedsburg. And, of course, John Gunnell and I will be here Tuesday night for the boys' game here.
How crazy does it get for you in the next couple of weeks? Because it's crunch time for basketball.
Fair number again. And, of course, both teams had extended road trips around the new year. Didn't have a lot of January home games, so we're going to make up for that in February.
We kind of talked about the playoffs being different this year. I am not going to venture to say that we're going to get a home game for the girls' team.
Most likely not.
But I bet the boys will.
You would imagine. It may be an opportunity for more than one if they can win that first one, for sure.
So that could be – that's fun, too.
Well, we'll look forward to seeing you next week, Tuesday night for the boys' game against Mount Horeb and Friday night for the girls' game against Reedsburg. Join us here on 99.7 Max FM as well as on the NFHS Network. One last time for Christy Feld, I'm Ben Bromley, wishing you a good evening and a great weekend.
Coverage of Baraboo High School Athletics on 99.7 Max FM is brought to you by our gold sponsors, Pierce's Express Market and Freedom in Christ Assembly. And brought to you in part by Don Rick Insurance Tricor, McGann Furniture, Nautical Coffee Company, Don Larson Superstore, Bunbury and Associates Realtors, Chris Stanton State Farm Insurance, SSM Health, Baraboo State Bank, and Countryside Portable Buildings.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Dense fog advisory tonight. Drizzle, light rain, and cloudy with foggy areas tonight and a low in the low 30s. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a high in the upper 30s. And more clouds around on Sunday, some foggy areas and mid-30s. Sunshine Monday, high approaching 40. Slight rain chance Monday night. Need a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. It's 34 right now.
Maximum hits of the 80s and 90s all night. I'm Tony Lorino, and Throwback Nation Radio is on 99.7.
Jesse is a friend. Been a good friend of mine, but lately something's changed. It ain't hard to define. Jesse's got himself a girl, and I wanna make her mine. And she's watching him with those eyes, and she's loving with that body. I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late at night. You know I wish that I had Jesse's girl. I wish that I had Jesse's girl. Play along with the charade. There doesn't seem to be a reason to change. You know, I feel so dirty when they start talking cute. I wanna tell her that I love her, but the point is probably moot. Cause she's watching him with those eyes, and she's loving him with that body. I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late at night.
Where can I find a woman?
maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Hello, weekend. Hello, you. And welcome. I'm Tony the Reno. We are glad you're here tonight because tonight we don't worry about work at all. All we do is turn up the music and get your throwback on. It's really a simple promise, isn't it? But it's one we're going to live up to. Give us a call or a text at 877-909-1989 and let's get your throwback on.
Words like violence break the silence. Come crashing in into my little world. Painful to me, it's right through me. Don't you understand? Oh, my little girl. I'm there.